to another episode of Fair Shake. We're happy to have you every Saturday morning. Brian Emmons here with my partner and producer, Chip. What's up, bud?
It's another big weekend to Fair Shake. We've got some great guests, and it's Brickyard weekend. I mean, this is a big weekend in Indiana.
Absolutely, yeah. We're going to talk to NASCAR expert Seth Eggert. He's with kickinthetires.net. He's going to let us know all the good stuff on the racing circuit. And we're going to talk to one of my, I know one of your favorite, you've heard her on the podcast, you've heard her here on Fair Shake, one of our favorites, Coach Gretchen Miles of the Lady Hatchet. She's going to stop by to talk about the Washington Sports Gala that's coming up here in just a few weeks, and what a great event that's turned out to be. I've been, Well, 1 year, 2 years ago, we were at Red Bones, and a bunch of them came in after the gala, and of course, everybody looks great in their suits and their dresses, so getting ready for that. One thing I did want to mention on that sports gala, and actually, Gretchen texted me this morning that she forgot to mention when we recorded it, you do have to be 18 and over to attend the gala, so just made sure that she wanted to make sure that I mentioned that, so I do. But Washington Sports Gala coming up, and it's a cool name, it's a cool event, the Black and Gold Tie Affair, so lots of great things you'll hear about on that. And then, Chip, before we get to a little bit of Open Championship talk, I sent out a golf survey, had a tremendous response from nearly, well, I think actually it ended up being just a little bit over 100 responses. Oh, wow. From golfers all over Southwest Indiana, just opinions on golf courses and clubs and what they wish they could change, all kind of things. So we'll go through that. But you're not an avid golfer, but I know you've been around the game, and your dad was an avid golfer. You used to see him out at the Lawrence County Country Club all the time. So and you know as well as I do, golfers have opinions.
They do, and I may not be an avid golfer, but I was one of those anonymous responses to the survey. So we'll see if any of my answers get talked about today when you go over that later in the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll have that coming up in segment four. Speaking of golf, Open Championship, one of my favorite tournaments. I get up very early to watch some of it. Didn't quite set my alarm as early as some years, but got up and watched that. And that weather, I don't know if you got to see any of it. The weather just beat them up. The wind yesterday was a sustained 20 with gusts over 30, and it beat those guys to death.
And that's how I like my Open Championships. I don't like turning it on when it's sunny and it's there's no wind. That's how I want my Open. So, Brian, rank your four major golf tournaments. Four is PGA, right?
Four is PGA, and nothing, yeah. You know, there's been some classic moments in the PGA, but yeah, without a question, just because it just doesn't quite have the history that that the other have. And usually it's kind of whatever's being played, but I love the U.S. Open because I just love that test that they put them through, some years more than others, but typically overall the USGA really makes those guys work. If you don't hit fairways, you're in big trouble. So, and then the speed of the green. So I love the U.S. Open. Everything kind of brings its own magic, right? The Masters and the Mystique,
exactly.
and the, you know, the azaleas in bloom and all that, or as Todd Lancaster says, that they hold, what is it he says, they
hold the azaleas at gunpoint.
Yeah. He has alluded to the fact that it's just a little bit fabricated, but the history of Augusta, and then, you know, the Open Championship is just, I love it. So if I had to, I would go Open 1, Masters 2, U.S. Open 3, PGA 4, but those top three are interchangeable,
yeah,
depending,
yeah,
on.
I agree with that.
Yeah, but Shane Lowry got off to a good start, had a little trouble. Another camera click in his backswing cost him a couple of shots, or he could very easily have a four-shot lead. Good friend of ours, Blake Burkhart, does a one-and-done pool. So you, throughout the entire PGA season, you could pick a golfer one time. That's it. Once you pick him, you're done with him. So you have to pick a winner each week. And while I'm having a lousy year, I did pretty good last year. I got a top 20, and there's, I think, over 75 people in this thing. I'm doing really, really badly this year, and but I did pick Shane Lowry, so
I'd
like to, hopefully that would at least keep me from the bottom 10% of this pool. But Scotty Scheffler is lurking, and as we go through this Saturday morning here and the leaders get into their rounds, we'll see what happens. But what else? Hey, let's talk about our bands today. Everybody loves the fact that you pick great songs each and every week. What's our theme? And let's talk about some of the songs.
Well, last week we had the London artist because of Wimbledon. We're going to go the Scottish artist this week that we're talking the Open where the Open Championship is taking place in Scotland. So, yeah, I mean, some familiar names. Annie Lennox, The Proclaimers. You know what song it's going to be if I'm going Proclaimers.
Absolutely, yeah. You're not going too deep into their discography.
Simple Minds, you may not be guessing the correct song here. Really? We got Garbage, who's lead singer. They're an American band, but their lead singer, the face of the band, was Scottish. So we went with Garbage.
Mook loves her.
A little more current music with a KT Tunstall. I mean, current. I'm talking from the 2000s.
That's current.
Churches, I guess that's how you say the name. It's got a V in the middle of it. I don't. That's a new art. And then, of course, one of Brian's favorites, the Bay City Rollers.
Love the Bay City Rollers. 16 magazine when I was a kid. And they had a Saturday morning show for a while. I don't know how many people remember that. It was, I think Sid and Marty Croft may have even produced it because it had some of those, I think I'm thinking this right. They had some of those like monster type people on there, but the Bay City Rollers, love them. So that's how we'll end the show to go into your Saturday night for sure. But let's get with it. Let's take a break. We'll hear from some of our sponsors, and then we will talk to the great Coach Gretchen Miles and find out all the information on the Washington Sports Gala. But right now, Chip, let's walk on some broken glass. What do you say?
Bring it.
Bobcat of Davies County has what you need, from mowers to compact tractors and equipment. Located 1 mile east off I-69 on Highway 50 in Washington. Talk to the sales team about cash rebates and finance options. Bobcat of Davies County offers equipment rental for low cost to get your job done. Check us out at bobcatofdaviescounty.com or call 812-254-7070. Bobcat of Davies County. That's one tough animal.
Been a while since you checked your roof on your home or business? If you're not sure, it might be time to reach out to Buncombe Valley Roofing. Their family-owned and operated company offers superior roofing solutions to property owners. From thorough inspections to durable products, your roofing experts covering Southwest Indiana from Bloomington to Evansville is Buncombe Valley Roofing. 812-203-8250 or BuncombeValleyRoofing.com.
With cable bills on the rise and companies moving out of the business, it is now easier than ever to stream your favorite movies and TV channels with the help of RTC Communications. With the lifetime fee of $99.95 per month for 1 gig service, you can stream on multiple devices and watch your favorite programs while never worrying about lagging. And streaming will save you big dollars. RTC is conducting free classes to teach you how easy it is. Cut the cable and stream your favorite shows now with the help of RTC. Call 812-486-3211.
Weather brought to you by Davies Community Hospital. At Davies Community Hospital, we're excited to bring you advanced robotic surgery. From hernia repair, gallbladder, or urology procedures, we have you covered. Davies Community Hospital, where advanced technology meets compassionate care.
Here's your forecast from the Blush Brothers Equipment Weather Center. What a perfect weekend shaping up. Sunshine today, 84 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 63. Then partly sunny tomorrow, still great, highs at 86. By Monday, there's a 40% chance for an afternoon shower. Partly sunny, still very mild, highs Monday at 84.
At Memories 107.9, we're the, oh, I forgot about that one station. And you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
One of our favorite people on Fair Shake, and she's been on the B3 podcast a lot. Friend of the show, Coach Gretchen Miles, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, glad you could be here. Before we get to the gala, let's talk about your summer. How's things going for you personally? And tell us a little bit about the Lady Hatchets this summer.
Oh, it's been a great summer. It's always great to get the kids in the gym. And, you know, they've done a great job this summer commitment level was great. Just a great job to do. Just a high competition level of teams that we were able to see throughout the state this summer, and just put kids in just a high nerve, high stress situation. Yeah. So then hopefully when the season starts, it just won't be like that, and just being able to just handle tough situations. So just great to see the competition around the state, just for our kids to be able to see that competition level, and for us to be able to be exposed on the weaknesses that we need to see to be able to get better.
You're in a little different position this year than you were last year, being so young and kind of a lot of question marks. Probably a little more solidified this year, right?
I would say more experience. I mean, probably in a situation, more kids experience than we have been in the past. Just, you know, kids being able just to be, you know, more confident, more experienced in their roles, and just, you know, of course, I'm sure every coach could say this too, if we could just stay healthy,
yeah,
and just keep getting better, that's just the goal every day.
Yeah, that's awesome. Can't wait to watch the Lady Hatchets this year, but big things thank happening you between now and then, and let's start with Saturday, August 10th. You, Sarah Browning, Casey, Freddie, Courtney Memoring, putting together on the committee for the Hatchet Sports Gala, a black and gold tie affair. Like I said, August 10th, 6 to 10 at the Montgomery Ruritan Club. Let's talk about that a little bit. Who came up with the idea, and just tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the first one we ever had was right before we got shut down for COVID. And, you know, we were just kind of milling around ideas of, like, how can we bring, you know, our community, as you know, too, is great of supporting our student athletes. Just what can we do to bring people together to support, you know, all of our 17 sports that is under, you know, our umbrella of our athletic department, to be able just to put money straight back into booster clubs. Because, mm-hmm, of course, as we know, you know, like financially, every sport's different as far as like maybe how many athletes they have, but the cost of everything also, and fundraising, you know, it's crazy. But what, you know, what can we do that just can bring a community together to just not only help out the, mm-hmm, sports teams, but also just to celebrate the Hatchet Sports Gala. So just kind of a crazy story real quick is, when we were kind of just thinking about this, I was just kind of just getting online and looking at things, and there was a school in Colorado that did something similar to this, and I just called them, like, just take me through it. So their athletic director probably spent like 2 hours on the phone with me,
oh, wow,
just to kind of break down what they did, and then we met and just tried to see, like, how can this fit us, and it was a great turnout, it was a great event. And we're very excited to get it back going again.
That's awesome. And this is for all sports, right? Not just any sport specific.
Right. So it's of all of our sports in our athletic department, there's 17 of them. And like I said, just of our athletic department sports, that's under the athletic department umbrella, you know, that's supported there. So of our 17 sports that we have, you know, every sport had 20 tickets to sell. So right off the bat, if you sold all those tickets, there's $1,000 right into your booster club.
That's awesome.
So right off the bat, you know, and then each team also, depending on how many number of student athletes they have, also come up with silent auction items that will also be there that evening too. And then every sports team also has a donation box. So maybe, you know, if you didn't get the silent auction item that you wanted, you also have the opportunity that night too to donate to the sports team of your liking.
Oh, okay. So you can go right to the specific sport. That's awesome. I know we're a little ways away, but do you have any idea what's in the silent auction yet that we can kind of tease and get people excited?
Right. So some items that we have so far already are, for example, like 4 rounds of golf at Donald Ross. We have IU football tickets, basketball tickets, a one-night stay at French Lick, 4 season tickets to IU women's basketball, long weekend condo at the Gulf Shores. We also have golf memberships to our local golf courses, also some hatchet baskets, and just a variety of just different items that each sports team is in charge of to bring together.
That's fantastic. So not only come, but bring your money. That's the main thing, right?
Yeah. So not only like bring that checkbook. So we're not that, you know, upgraded yet when we're taking plastic. So checkbooks, bring those, and also cash too, for adult beverages.
There you go. Now we're starting to talk my language. now we're getting going here. So what kind of entertainment do you have? Going to be music, or what can we do besides spend money?
Right. So we're super excited about this. So our dinner's catered by NEP. Our keynote speaker of the night is Luke Zeller. So we're very excited, obviously, to bring back an alumni to be talking about his experience with Hatchet Athletics and what that has done to, you know, pave his life up into this point here, too. The entertainment is Felix and Fingers, which is a dueling piano company. Yeah, so we're very, very excited to have just something different and something new there. Matt Inman is going to be our MC of the night to kind of lead us throughout the night, too. So we're very excited to have Matt be able to join with us on that also. So just a lot going on that night just to be, bring people. And, you know, tickets are, right now so far we've sold over 300 tickets.
Okay.
So tickets are $50. And, again, when you talk about $50, just a nice night out with a catered meal. You have the entertainment. You have a keynote speaker. And it's a fundraiser. So when you think about all those events together for a yeah. night out, like you feel like you just can't beat it. And money going back to kids. Like that's what it's all about is supporting our student athletes, wanting to bring a community together to do that. And, of course, for us to be able to put this on, we've had just a great turnout of community sponsors, sponsorships to be able to help us to be able to do this.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I was going to talk to you about sponsorships. I know there's some different levels, and I can run through them here, but there is room for more sponsors, right?
So always. You got that right.
Well, sounds good. There's major league sponsor level. That's $1,000. You get a reserve table at the gala with 8 tickets. You get early admission, all the social media shout outs. We'll talk about you here on WAMW. You get your logo on the program, logo on the website. You definitely get your money for a major league sponsor. Then there's a minor league sponsorship, $500. You get all the social media shout outs and your logo plastered everywhere. And then a rookie league for $250. And you get social media and then the logo on the gala program. So different levels we can fit away. And then, you know what, I bet we could figure something out, Gretchen, you and your committee, if somebody wanted to give more than $1,000, right?
Always. There's always room for the $1,000 plus.
You may have to come up with a different name, but you can work on that. If you want to give more, give more, but you got plenty of opportunity.
They can be named whoever they want to be named.
Yeah, that's there exactly you go. Right. There you go. Name your own sponsor. More than $1,000, you get to name it yourself. That's great.
I like it.
Couple questions. I see Casey Freddy is on the committee. Does she get in the way more, or is she a big help in planning everything?
You know, she doesn't do too bad of a job. Okay, you know, good. Casey is phenomenal. She's our organizer. She does a great job, of course, you know, with all of our promotions and helping out with the sponsorships and getting everything that we need to get going. And the great thing about this committee, too, is everyone brings their strengths to the table. Mm-hmm. Everyone has their different strengths and their different ideas, and it's a great group to work with. And, again, a passionate, hardworking group that gets things done. And again, wants to bring that passion for the Hatchet Athletics and just continue to keep just doing what's best for kids and just keep helping out financially.
That's fantastic. And the question I think that everybody wants to know, as I hit my drum roll, will we see Coach Gretchen Miles in a ball gown on August 10th?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's another reason why Casey Freddy's on the committee. She's in charge of that for me. That's part of hers, too. So you know how Casey is. We have to, like, change different outfits throughout the night. I don't really know how that's going to go.
Oh, okay. Kind of like a Beyonce right. deal where multiple. What, yeah, I got you. Multiple outfit changes. Folks, show up for that. I promise you. She won't disappoint. So it's August 10th, 6 to 10. It's at the Montgomery Rotan. Tickets are $50 a piece. Still room to sponsor. But most importantly, once you come, bring your money because it supports all the Hatchet sports. And what a great cause that is. There's a lot of good people doing a lot of good things at Washington. Yep. Hey, speaking, before I let you go, good things. The announcement was made yesterday on the big Hoops festivities post-Christmas at the Hatchet House. That's exciting. Yes. Teams coming from all over the state.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. And a big shout out to Bobcat Davis County, to Greg and Austin Boyd. You know, something that Mr. Cochran, when he came to Washington, really wanted to get going, some sort of like, you know, Christmas shootout or Christmas tournament going. And just being able to, you know, we kind of looked at a tournament format, but also, you know, when people's schedules are just so set in that, sometimes it's easier just to get, like, if somebody just needs one game.
Yeah,
Being able to, like, bring teams, like, throughout the state that obviously want to play in the Hatchet House. So for them to be able, you know, to make that work in their schedule and play just a high level of competition and be able to work for the girls and the boys team, like, we're just so fortunate and so excited for that to be able to happen. And not only just for, you know, our teams, but also for our community.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Like I say, you know, holidays, you know, going to those tournaments where you're there 4 or 5 days or you're driving back and forth, that can be a lot. But, man, a big treat for the people of Washington. Like I say, there's teams, boys and girls teams from all over the state. So that's a really, really nice addition to the basketball schedule. You guys did a great job with that. Coach, thanks so much for being part of the show and spreading the word. And we'll continue to talk about it here on WAMW. But August 10th, 6 to 10, the Black and Gold Tie Affair at the Montgomery Ruritan in the Washington Hatchet Sports Gala. We'll talk to you soon, Coach. Thanks for being with us. And, of course, can't wait to watch your team this year.
All right. Thank you so much. Thanks for your time.
And we'll be right back after these words. Going to talk a little NASCAR with the Brickyard 400 coming up right after this.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graver Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graver Post.
Spring is in the air, and so is the promise of cool comfort on your drives. Welcome the season with a breath of fresh air from Rose Automotive. Get ready to breeze through warmer months with our exclusive offer, $25 off AC diagnostics and a whopping $50 off repairs on your automotive air conditioning systems. Don't let the rising temperatures catch you off guard. Our certified technicians will diagnose any issues and have your AC running smoothly in no time. Say goodbye to sweaty commutes and hello to cool, crisp rides. Swing by Rhodes Automotive today and let us keep you cool all summer long. Drive in comfort. Drive with Rhodes Automotive.
Sharp Trailers in Elnora is stocked with a wide range of products coming in nearly every day. The lot is filling up, the parts showroom is full, and the shop is hustling. If you need a new trailer, parts, or service on your trailer, now's the time to call at 812-692-5288. Sharp Trailers has livestock, dump, utility, tilt, flatbed, and tons of cargo trailers in stock. Visit sharptrailers.com for more information. Here's your forecast from the Blush Brothers Equipment Weather Center. What a perfect weekend shaping up. Sunshine today, 84 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 63. Then partly sunny tomorrow, still great, highs at 86. By Monday, there's a 40% chance for an afternoon shower. Partly sunny, still very mild, highs Monday at 84.
We don't care if it's under pressure or ice, ice, baby. We always sing boom, 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 da da boom, boom. Boom, 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 da da boom, boom. Memories 107.9.
Welcome back to Fair Shake. I am Brian Emmons. Going to be joined in this segment by producer Chip. We're going to talk to Seth Eggert, associate editor of KickingTheTires.net. He's going to be our new NASCAR expert. Seth, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, Seth, for the casual NASCAR fan here in Indiana that may be tuning in for the first time, or maybe they watched Daytona the second time, can you give us a brief update on where we're at in the NASCAR season? Who's leading the point standings and what's ahead?
Well, right now, I believe Chase Elliott is leading the point standings by just 1 point over his teammate, Kyle Larson.
Oh, wow.
Granted, it's still a regular season. There is a reset coming up in about four races, and that's for the playoffs. The reason why it's only 1 point is Kyle Larson technically missed the Coke 600 earlier this year because he ran the Indy 500, didn't get back
right in
time. I'll correct myself. It's 3 points, not 1 point.
Okay.
The unique thing about NASCAR is you have the driver points and you also have team owner points. in the team owner points, Kyle Larson's team is leading the points because the team gets the points whether as long as the car starts.
Okay.
So since Justin Allgaier started the race in that car, the team got the points from Allgaier. It's just Kyle Larson didn't get those points.
I got you.
Although right now, as far as the playoffs are concerned, because there's still five races left until the playoffs start, there's a little bit of a three-way tie as far as who has the most wins and who would be seeded first. Right now, it would be Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, and William Byron. Of those three, Larson would end up leading the points after the reset, the way the bonus point system works. And if I'm doing my math correctly, he would have a 5-point lead over him.
We're talking tight race here.
Yes.
Brickyard returning to the 2.5-mile oval this weekend after 3 years on the road course. Why was it moved to a Grand Prix circuit road course in the first place? And then conversely, what prompted it to the return to the oval?
The move to the Grand Prix circuit, in part, the racing in the previous generation car wasn't the best in the later years of that car at Indianapolis.
Okay.
So that combined with the attendance, I don't want to say lack thereof, but dripping attendance.
Yeah.
They wanted to try something different. So what they did was they had the Grand Prix circuit in which you'd have the IndyCar Series and the NASCAR Xfinity Series on Saturday, okay, and then the Cup Series on Sunday. So you had a little bit of a combination weekend, and they did that for 3 years. Well, this year is the 30th anniversary of the Brickyard 400, the very first one.
Yeah.
So they moved it back to the Oval, and this is the first time for this new generation car that it'll be on the Oval, which there is a little bit of a preview. It's not exact one-to-one, but the NASCAR's eSports division, the eNASCAR Coca-Cola iRacing Series, just ran there earlier this week. And based on that, and based on what drivers have said as far as their simulations are concerned, it should be a very interesting race because they're all talking that the corner speeds are up in this new gen car versus the previous generation car.
Oh, okay. Is Brickyard still a crown jewel on the Cup Series schedule as it was when it debuted 30 years ago?
I think so. I don't think it ever really lost it. There are some that will say that it wasn't a crown jewel on the road course, on the Grand Prix
circuit. Right, I got you.
But to me, if you're able to win at Indianapolis, it's synonymous with all the racing.
Yeah.
Indianapolis, Daytona, Le Mans, Monaco, you name it. Those tracks, I'll throw in Bathurst, Mount Panorama in Australia, and Interlagos in South America. Those are iconic circuits that if you're able to win there, your name is in history regardless.
And speaking of winning, Jeff Gordon's number 24 Chevrolet wins in 94, 04, 14. It's now 24. William Byron in the 24 car has to be the favorite, right?
Does add a little bit of pressure to William Byron and his crew chief, Rudy Fugel. Granted, they haven't been running exactly the best in recent weeks. But that being said, they did run well at Pocono last week.
Yeah.
And in the past, what teams have done is they've taken the same setup from Pocono and run it at Indianapolis because the tracks are somewhat similar.
Okay. All right.
And they had like a 6th to 8th place car at Pocono. They know, or from what Rudy Fugel had said, they know about where they should have gone and are going to make those adjustments for Indianapolis. Based on that, I would expect that William Byron, I would also expect Ty Gibbs and Ryan Blaney to be very competitive simply based on how they ran at Pocono.
I got you. Chip, you know that you and I have we're trying to decide who we're going to place our wagers on. What do you think?
Yeah, so I'm setting my DraftKings lineup here. So some of the favorites, you mentioned them a little bit, but who are like some dark horses that I could get for some low dollars on DraftKings?
Well, one that I would go towards, and I'll be honest, I have him on my DraftKings,
okay,
is Bubba Wallace.
Okay.
He's run well at Indianapolis. In his three starts there, he has two top tens, one top five. And both of those came in 2019 and 2020, if I remember correctly, which, from what drivers have said, this car is going to run similar to how it ran in 2019 when Bubba Wallace finished third. So based on that, I'm thinking he might be a surprise.
Okay.
All right. Well, Seth, if you're putting your money on it, guess where I'm putting mine. I'm going to trust you, my man. If you want to follow Seth on Twitter, go to @SethEggert. That's SethEggert 91. That's @SethEggert 91 on Twitter and @KickingTheTires. And then, of course, go to the website kickingthetires.net. All of the information that you're looking for NASCAR is on there. Seth, thanks so much for being part of the show. We're happy to have you as our NASCAR expert, and we hope to talk to you again soon, my man.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to it.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Seth.
Thanks a lot to Seth Eggert for being part of the show. We've been looking for a NASCAR guy, and that kickingthetires.net. Lots and lots of great information. And it's just a good-looking website. So go on there and take a look. We'll be back here after a few words from our sponsor, Segment 4, and we're going to talk a little golf. I sent out a survey to some of the golfers in the area and got back nearly 100 responses and just a variety of questions. We're going to find out kind of what's in the mind of golfers, what they think about the courses, some of their games, what they'd change about scrambles, all kind of things. And we'll find out what the golfers have in their mind. Thank you so much to our sponsors. We couldn't do this without them. Please make sure when you hear their ad and you go in their businesses or give them a call, let them know you heard about them on Fair Shake. That helps them out, knowing that they're being heard, and helps us out in gaining them and maybe some more advertisers sometime down the road. We'll be right back with Segment 4 on Fair Shake.
Get ready for the ultimate race to success with Bobcat of Daviess County. Whether you're digging, hauling, or grading, Bobcat has you covered with our top-of-the-line equipment. So, if you want to stay ahead of the pack, come see us off Highway 50 in Washington. Because when it comes to speed and precision, we're the true champions. Visit Bobcat of Daviess County today and experience the thrill of victory with our unbeatable selection and expert service. Race ahead with Bobcat.
We are Bobcat of Daviess County.
With cable bills on the rise and companies moving out of the business, it is now easier than ever to stream your favorite movies and TV channels with the help of RTC Communications. With the lifetime fee of $99.95 per month for 1 gig service, you can stream on multiple devices and watch your favorite programs while never worrying about lagging. And streaming will save you big dollars. RTC is conducting free classes to teach you how easy it is. Cut the cable and stream your favorite shows now with the help of RTC. Call 812-486-3211.
Been a while since you checked your roof on your home or business? If you're not sure, it might be time to reach out to Buncombe Valley Roofing. Their family-owned and operated company offers superior roofing solutions to property owners. From thorough inspections to durable products, your roofing experts covering Southwest Indiana from Bloomington to Evansville is Buncombe Valley Roofing. 812-203-8250 or BuncombeValleyRoofing.com.
Here's your forecast from the Blush Brothers Equipment Weather Center. What a perfect weekend shaping up. Sunshine today, 84 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low of 63. Then partly sunny tomorrow, still great, highs at 86. By Monday, there's a 40% chance for an afternoon shower. Partly sunny, still very mild, highs Monday at 84.
I'm afraid you know what this means.
They just make you feel good. Memories 107.9.
'Cause I need you here with me every day.
Back to segment four of Fair Shake. I'm Brian Emmons. Thank you for spending some of your Saturday with us each and every week here on all the Shake broadcasting stations, especially if you are on your way to the golf course. I sent out a survey this week to golfers all over Southern Indiana and Illinois and put it on the Facebook pages and just got a flood of responses. Nearly 100 golfers filled out the survey to let us know kind of what they think. And I thought some of the answers were interesting and a couple surprising, but let's run through those just to see what's on the mind of the golfers in this area. First question I asked was, what is your favorite golf hole in Southern Indiana? And I tell you, a lot of 18 at Country Oaks came up. Great hole, great finishing hole for tournaments, whether you know you decide you want to take out the big stick and try to drive the green, or you lay up and then you got the challenging, you know, mid iron, short iron in. So great one. A lot of 18 at Sultan's Run is what I got answers. Got a few other ones. Number two at Oak Meadow down in Evansville was mentioned. One of my favorite courses in the area is Oak Meadow. Number four at Lucas Oil. Number four at Christmas Lake was mentioned. Number seven at Cypress Hill. One person sent in. That was their first hole in one, so you know that one's going to be special. But variety of holes, but the most that came up was number 18 at Sultan's Run and number 18 at our very own Country Oaks. Least favorite hole. I want to know what hole gives you problems or you don't like. First response I got back, number eight at Country Oaks, tough par three. It everything's moving left down that hill. If you miss it right, especially when the greens are a little speedier, that can be some very, very difficult shots trying to hit a wedge into that. The number one answer, though, that I got, number 17 at Country Oaks. Now, that hole is a little easier than what it used to be, for sure, when you could barely get it in the fairway, and then the Camelback green, they flattened that out. They've cleared out a lot of trees. But number 17 at Country Oaks, still a very, very difficult hole. But it ranged. One guy said anything at Cambridge. He evidently is not a fan of Cambridge. Number 9 at Washington Country Club came up one time. That's a difficult dogleg right. Can cause some problems whether you get down in the trees on the right, out of bounds. But the number one answer there, of course, number 17 at Country Oaks. What course would you want to play more if you could? Got a lot of Sultan's Run in this one. The guys want to play Sultan's Run, but they're not getting down there near as much as what they want to. Some of the other ones mentioned, Oak Meadow was mentioned. The Pete Dye course came up quite a bit, as did the Donald Ross. And we're going to have Rob Kuntz and Anthony Bradley on the show sometime to talk about all the great things going on down at French Lick. Lawrenceville over in Illinois and their great greens. It's only a 9-hole course, actually the course that I grew up on, but those greens are just fantastic. And the same guy that did those, Joey Lancaster, is the one that's revamping Cypress Hill and Vincennes. And if you haven't been over there, man, are those greens rolling. So I said, what club, if you had to hit a good shot, which one would it be to save your life? And this was all over the board. A lot of wedges. One person said a 9-iron from 130. I had a 9-iron from 125. But 7s, 8s, and 9s were the majority of the clubs that people trust the most. What would you fix or change about your current course? And this is one that the answers were all over the board. Somebody said, we want to make it harder, want more bunkers. The speed of the greens. Somebody said they tend to run a little slow at Country Oaks, wish that they could be a little speedier on a regular basis. The fairways at Washington Country Club. I know those guys are working hard to keep those nice, but that was one thing they mentioned, which had a little more consistent fairways. And I haven't actually played Washington Country Club yet this year. I know Skip and the guys do a real good job, but that was one thing that people wanted. Fixing ball marks at Country Oaks is probably the number one answer, and I lived this one the other night. It boggles my mind with the quality of golf course that we have. Now, I know those greens are soft, and so every little pitch shot makes a pitch mark, but folks, we've got to fix them, and we've got to do a better job than what we're doing right now, because it's not happening. But fixing the ball marks at Country Oaks was the number one. I asked, what would you want to eliminate from a scramble? It was unanimous, or nearly unanimous of the 100 or so. But also, I think everybody understands when you have these things, it's because people are wanting to raise money, and that was mulligans, strings, yardsticks, all those gimmicks that goes in. A couple people did say playing the tees way, way too short, that kind of takes some people out of contention. But the number one thing was all those gimmicks. But again, I think everybody understands that probably when you have those, it's for a fundraiser and they're trying to raise a little extra money, but that's definitely one that people want to get rid of. What would you tell a new golfer? And I think this is probably the most insightful one that we had. If you run into a guy or a girl that's just starting to play or a youngster, what would you tell them? Got lots of great answers. Remember your divot tool. That goes back to that answer we got earlier. Respect the course came up several times. It's how many you score, not how pretty you got there. Keep positive. A lot of that was play the shot you're playing. Don't worry about the last one. Just have fun and enjoy it. Different ways of saying that. A couple people said keep it moving. You're not on tour. No matter how bad it is, you've got to keep up pace and make sure that you're not falling way behind. Try to have fun. It's not life and death. That was probably the number one message that came out of that is just enjoy it. You know, you're out there and you're in hopefully good weather and you're out doing things. So just enjoy it. Do you follow high school golf? Yes or no? A lot of people said yes, which was very positive to me because I love high school golf. Think there's some things we can work on. I think coaches need to make sure that the kids know the rules, both boys and girls, and how to keep up with pace of play. We tend to spend way too much time on the greens. Be ready and play. But a lot of people following, and we got a lot of compliments at Shake Broadcasting and also Todd Lancaster at the newspaper in Washington for the coverage that's given to high school golf. Favorite pro, I wanted to know. A lot of Adam Shanks. Obviously, in this area, Adam Shank is one of everybody's favorites, and everybody follows him. He's a friend of the show. He's been on the show. Hopefully, we're going to get him on again. Rory McIlroy, several Rorys. Jordan Spieth, Max Homa, Ricky Fowler, all over the place. Had a guy say like Sepp Straka, which kind of surprised me. But Adam Shank, number one answer there. Are you interested in LIV Golf? Would you watch LIV Golf? And the overwhelming sentiment was absolutely not. No interest. It's gimmicky. We don't care for it. I think out of 100 responses I got one yes, love it. That was it. Everything else was nope, absolutely not interested. And has LIV Golf hurt your interest in the PGA Tour? And almost to a person, they said no, they love the tour. I was worried that this might go the other way a little bit because now on tour with you know, several of those marquee guys moving over to LIV, I was afraid that maybe that would hurt because sometimes we watch these tournaments and we don't even know many of the guys in it. Almost a resounding yes. We love the PGA Tour and LIV has not hurt that at all. Just a little survey that I did. I may do some more of these on some other topics here and there. I love getting people's opinions and especially golf, which is a game that I love. And I've had two high school golfers and my daughter's getting ready to go into her senior year. So we're so happy to have some great high school programs here and we're interested in covering those, obviously, at Shake Broadcasting. And we're blessed in this area to have some great golf courses. Country Oaks in great, great shape. What Skip and his team are doing at Washington Country Club, they've always got cool events going on. Not as many club events at Country Oaks, but the country club always two mans and different type of events. A shootout, what was last night, and in short, and Doug Denson doing a great job up at Lakeview, up at Boggs. You drive by there now, and I haven't played it, but just looking out there, man, those fairways look fantastic. They put Zoysia, I believe, there, and I've heard that the greens are, while maybe a touch slow here and there, really rolling good. So great job to those guys. And they've always got cool events going on. People love two-man events. I mean, they're always full, and I know Blake Burkhart and Eric Wagler, they're doing the Silo Showdown again here in a few weeks at Country Oaks. So we're just really fortunate to have the golf courses here that we do. And that'll do it for this week on Fair Shake. Producer Chip did a great job on the bumper music. Scottish artist today for the Open Championship. Thanks to Coach Gretchen Miles for being a part of the show. She came on to talk about the Washington Sports Gala. Seth Eggert from KickingTheTires.net gave us an update on NASCAR. We appreciate him being with us. And thanks to all the golfers that filled out the survey. Lots of good information there. Thank you very much to our sponsors. Couldn't do it without them. And most importantly, thank you. Whole lot of things you could be doing on this Saturday morning, and I appreciate you giving us a fair shake. This is Brian Emmons on behalf of Producer Chip. We'll talk to you next week.